Hello and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Francis, and for the next hour, we're going to be listening to Lyrics We Love, broadcasting from the unceded traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam people. CITR also broadcasts as far out as colonially what we call Vancouver, which is the stolen territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Today's episode is all about spring. The sun has been shining. Sometimes today it's been like a little bit of overcast, and I think day before yesterday, or like over the weekend, Saturday was gorge, and then Sunday was very mid. So it's been inconsistent, but the first three songs that we have are about the sun. We'll be listening to Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Roy Ayers. Ubiquity. Roy Ayers' Ubiquity. And then Waiting on the Sun by Sixpence None the Richer. And then a little bit of Slow Dive, When the Sun Hits. So here is Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine. Doxa. Western Canada's largest documentary film festival returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. Doxa will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIFF Centre, and SFU Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that Doxa has to offer this May.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
All right, we're back. So you just heard Everybody Loves the Sunshine, a classic, Waiting on the Sun by Sixpence None the Richer, and then When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. Because today's episode is about spring, I thought it would be a good idea to start with some songs about, I don't know, the sun. I feel like the Roy Ayers track is a pretty, like, I don't know, it's like a really classic, like, picnic song. The lyrics are not that deep, but My life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. That's so true. Folks get down in the sunshine. I feel like the feeling of spring is in full throttle with, like, park hangs. And I haven't gone to the beach yet, but I feel like people are starting to go and dip their... Actually, that's not true. I went to Kids Beach on my birthday. I forgot about that. Also overcast, kind of like today, so it wasn't like beach sun tan vibe, but yeah, so that was that one. And then Waiting on the Sun, there's a lyric in here that I really like. I'm going nowhere and I'm going to take my time. I think that's really sweet, and it's kind of like a little bit what life feels like right now, with like school being done and my degree being done, and like, I mean, I know the things I want to do, but it just feels like taking things slow, like, you know, it's a very wholesome lyric. I'm going nowhere and I'm going to take my time. And then of course the sun related lyric is I'm waiting on the sunshine. And I think that's what spring kind of feels like. It's my favorite season. I love spring so much, because it's the transition out of winter. Although this winter was really mild here. Like, the rain was not that, like, prominent. Like, I don't really remember being soaked ever. Where it's like, oh no, like, I never have an umbrella. I don't even have a raincoat, actually. Maybe I own one, but I don't use it. But yeah, I remember this winter being pretty mild. But in general, I love spring because it's always the, like, transition into summer. And I honestly sometimes enjoy spring more than summer, weirdly. Like, I know summer's really fun and there's so much to do and there's so much happening, but there's just something really, like, peacefully slow about spring. But, like, with beautiful weather and, like, you see flowers for the first time after months and months and months. So I think it's gorge. And then When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. I feel like of these three songs, the second one, the Sixpence None the Richer one, is definitely the most, like, cheery in terms of, like, the vibe. But When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive, I think in terms of, like, shoegaze, is, like, one of the most iconic shoegaze tracks ever, maybe. I don't know if that's a stretch, but I think it's pretty up there. And there's a, like, a popular lyrical misconception about one of the lyrics that people interpreted it as with her coffins under heaven, but it's actually with her cool things and her heaven, which was posted by the band themselves on Twitter in November 27th, 2014. And yeah, this song is not about spring, but like interpretations are about it being like a love song, and how like burn so fast it scares me, that lyric, being about like Neil's fear. Actually, you know what? Like the fear of love, kind of like an infatuation, like happening so fast and quickly and intensely that like the fear of the buildup being so intense that like the crash is going to be even more intense, or the fizzle out, which I feel like is a relatable statement. And I like that lyric a lot, though. Burn so fast it scares me. It's kind of like, I don't know, something that I think is applicable beyond the context of like a love song. And yeah, those were those three tracks. Next up, we're gonna listen to Connaissance de Fas by Krunbring. I've never known how to say their name, but Krunbring. I don't know. Maybe I'll figure it out and I'll I'll come back. I've Googled it before, like the pronunciation. Krunbring? Anyways, and then Light Spots by Kate Trinata, Contology 101 by the Lambrini Girls, Pyramid of Health by Viagra Boys. I don't know if I should be playing all these back to back to back. It seems like quite a few, actually. So you know what? Let us listen to the first two I said, and then Lucky Number 9 by the Moldy Peaches. So you're going to be hearing Connaissance de Fas, Light Spots, and then Lucky Number 9. Okay, so here's... I'm not going to try to say it again improperly. Here's the song that I said I was going to play.
To that song.
We are back. So, you just heard Lucky Number 9 by The Moldy Peaches. And then before that, Light Spots by Kay Trinata. Although I will say, I did cut it short by like maybe 45 seconds. So if you know the song well and you notice that, the end of the song is really cool, but I always run out of time. So I don't want to run out of time for all the tracks that I have today. So Light Spots by Kay Trinata minus maybe 30 to 45 seconds of the end of the song. And then a song by the band Crunbring, which I was struggling severely to say, but I figured it out. And it's also the title of the song is in French, and I don't speak French, but I'll try. Defas? I feel like that word means to know because it seems very similar to the Spanish conocer, which is to know. But anyways, I don't speak French, so those are the songs you heard. Let's start with the most recent one, Lucky Number 9. I really like the lyric that goes, hey, I'm starting to feel okay. I think that's a very, very sweet lyric that I think applies to spring in the sense that, like, I don't know, school is hard and school is like in the kind of wrapping up phase in spring. Summer is on the horizon. But I think Lucky Number 9 applies, like, or the lyrics in Lucky Number 9 can apply to a lot of situations, like, I don't know, anything that is like blossoming, that maybe like there's sun in the crack of the clouds. I know that some people have gotten like number 9 tattoos from this song, Lucky Number 9 by the Moldy Peaches. I love the Moldy Peaches so much. They are amazing. Steak for Chicken, that's a really good song. I'm not going to play it, but Steak for Chicken goes hard. Little Bunny Foo Foo, Who's Got the Crack? Really just good tracks that they have. Silly Goofy Guys. And then Light Spots, that is a song that samples Gal Costa's Puntos de Luz, which literally means light spots. And the part, I mean, like the song, like Light Spots in general, just like has a very like summery spring vibe. But the lyric that I think is really nice that they say over and over and over again, you literally can't miss it. Me siento completamente contente, and then me siento muito contente, which means I am very content. I feel very content. But also, it's Portuguese, and I mean, I understand a little bit of Portuguese. I'm part Brazilian, but I speak Spanish, and content, like to be content, contente in Portuguese, or contento, contenta, contentix in Spanish. It's like the literal translation is content, but like it also means like happy. Like I think more like feliz is happy, but like contento, contenta, contentix is more, I think, used. So yeah, I feel like that's a very spring vibe of a track. And then the Crunbring song, the lyric there, it's like one tiny little lyric that I remember stood out to me. I don't know how long ago it was that I added it to my, I can't actually check. Because there's a lot of songs that I just add randomly at some point, and I'm like, I'll play this sometime, someday. But the lyric is kind of like in the background, and she says, she knew how to enjoy life. And then like the response from the other musician is, shouldn't we all? And I think that that's really nice. So I wanted to include this song on air February 18th, 2024. So that's cool. Here we are, April 30th, 2025, and it played. So next couple tracks, let me see. We're going to play Cuntology 101 by the Lambrini Girls, and then Pyramid of Health by the Viagra Boys. These are both off of new albums that came out recently. And the Viagra Boys album is called Viager Abois, which really tripped me up when I read it because I was like, huh? So it's like V-I-A-G-R, Viager, and then Abois, A-B-O-Y-S. I think it's really funny. Abois. Okay, here they are. In 30 seconds, 10 seconds. Okay. What happened? Una memento. Okay, I'm gonna play some ads while I figure out a little technical difficulty.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates. Between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. For the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
But if I follow 7 easy steps, I might avoid my death, the pyramid of health,
sacrificial goat. And don't forget to wear your feathers and your silly little necklace. And get real high with the shrimp up in the sky, and you'll no longer fear your death. The pyramid of hell. Stood on a mountain and I turned to dust. Little green worm said it wasn't enough, so he turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquid from a nearby tree. Said drink this sludge and you'll see what I mean. Pyramid of health is in everything. He turned me back into a bag of meat. Visions of my death, the pyramid of hell. Stood on the mountain and I turned to dust. Little green worm said it wasn't enough, so he turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquor from a nearby tree. Said drink this sludge and you'll see what I mean. Thank you.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
All right, so you just heard Contology 101 by the Lambrini Girls, and Pyramid of Health by the Vagar Boys, and then Byzantine by Pinback. I don't know why there's so many songs today. Songs and musician band names that are I'm struggling with pronouncing, but Byzantine by Pinback. Contology 101. I recently started listening to the Lambrini Girls like now in springtime. And I feel like these lyrics are not like spring specific, but it is kind of the vibe, I don't know, that I think I've been carrying over the like exam period. And it's not spring specific, but because I just discovered them this spring, it's now specific, and it's spring, so it is spring specific. But yeah, there's a lot of really good lyrics in this track. Getting used to saying no is, I guess this is kind of a swear. Yeah. Okay. Content note. Sorry about that. content note for swearing coming up. So getting used to saying no is cunty. Learning how to let go is cunty. Having come on my shirt is cunty. Setting boundaries is cunty. Respecting others is cunty too. Putting yourself first is cunty. Learning to love yourself is cunty. I mean, all of these things are cunty. Having autistic meltdowns, cunty. Let's see what else here. Yeah, those are the cunty things of this track. And I'm gonna do what's best for me. I'm cunty. That's cunty. And then C-U-N-T. I just feel like this whole song, the lyrics are incredible. And I hope that you bring in cunty lyrics from the Lambrini Girls into your spring. Then we heard Pyramid of Health. The lyric here, which is why I decided to include this track, is because during exams, I was like breakfast, lunch, and dinner eating, well, not eating, but like smoking cigarettes for my main source of consumption, which was bad. But so this lyric stood out to me. They say my stomach's nearly fried from eating cigarettes for breakfast. And then, yeah, Byzantine. That's probably like some kind of a medication of some sort. Let's see quick. What is it? It is, oh, it's a country in the Eastern Roman Empire. But the song lyric here that stood out to me was, while I'm waiting, pale meadows crumble on while I'm waiting for the sun to go out. And I think that this also applies to the first three tracks that we listened to about the sun. Last two things that we'll hear are Yvonne by Fox Warren off of the new single that they just released for an album coming up, and then Spring by Maria Somerville, because it's spring. And also, concert-wise, Fox Warren's coming to Vancouver, as is the Lambrini Girls in May and Vagar Boys, I think, in September or something. So a few upcoming concerts from dumb musicians that we play today. So here's Yvonne by Fox Warren, and these will be our last two tracks for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrics We Love, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday afternoon.
of the TV screen, telling me exactly what she means, sharing her dreams with me, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.